This is Rainmaker FM, the digital marketing podcast network. It's built on the Rainmaker platform, which empowers you to build your own digital marketing and sales platform. Start your free 14-day trial at rainmakerplatform.com.
Howdy, dear web writer. This is Rough Draft, your daily dose of essential web writing advice. I am Damian Funrath, your host, your muse, your digital recluse, and the chief content writer for Copyblogger Media. And thank you for sharing the next few minutes of your life with me. Okay, so I've got something a little bit different for you this week, because this week is Reader Question Week, where I'm answering your questions. I've got four questions and four separate episodes this week. It's four questions, four separate episodes. So today I'm going to address Art Wiseman's question, a question he sent me on Twitter, and he asked me to talk about email subject lines and open rates. So now that you know what you are in for today and this week, on to the show. So early in the morning a number of years ago, as I was sitting into my desk and lugging down a little coffee, this rather startling email subject line ended up in my inbox. It said, "Don't blink with me. Don't blink with me." Insert fill in the blank with an F-bomb. So don't blink with me. In an inbox cluttered with email, this is the one I paid attention to. This four monosyllabic words nearly made me want to wet my pants. And that would have been embarrassing, especially when you find out what the email was about. My reaction to that email was deep. It hit something very basic and very primal. Effective subject lines do that. Not unlike great headlines. It's almost like a punch in the teeth. It jars loose old memories. And a good email subject line will remind you what it's like to taste blood in your mouth, what it's like lying on your back, dizzy and nauseous. Granted, this is a fleeting feeling, so you need to move fast. Normal, healthy people's BS detectors kick in after 4 or 5 seconds, and by that time, you know, it's too late. They're hooked. They went inside because of your subject line. Because they went inside because you tapped into a deep, very human emotion. You tapped into fear, into greed, into pride, into love, security, curiosity. The unbreakable law of the web, what we talked about in episode 3, this applies to your inbox too. People blaze through their inbox like it were an Autobahn to do one thing. That is to look at billboards, and those billboards are the subject lines. They open what interests them, and they delete the rest. So, a great email subject line will assert itself and demand attention. And so that begs the question, what are some best practices of subject lines? Here are a few. So one, be specific. For example, eliminate $3,000 in debt in just 32 days. Or 1,283 cheap and vaguely fun lessons about losing. Or 493 picnic foods you should avoid when your partner is in an extraordinary state of terror. 2. Use question marks. Can we really trust these productivity tips? Want powerful people to notice you? What in the world is wrong with these bloggers? Question marks toy with people's curiosity and make sure you ask questions that makes it hard for people to say no and move on. You want to ask open-ended questions. So next, use percentages. 78% of runners died at this distance. The secret to open rates above 50%. Percentages, like being specific, sort of key into that curiosity. Next, be personal. Use the first name or simply say you or your in the subject headline. For example, will people trust your copy if you don't do this? Damien, do this when a big project paralyzes you. That personalization catches the reader's attention. So next, go weird. Like the email subject line I shared in the opening where it said, "Don't blank with me." That's pretty weird. That gets your attention. That's out of the ordinary. Or it could be something like, "Here's my absurd writing claim." And of course, you could make up an unusual statement or word. Like, "The devil leather way to write faster." Who knows what that means, but it's provocative. So next, borrow credibility from a big name. For example, Elon Musk said this about me. Even Stephen King couldn't do this, can you? And Richard Branson's Guide to Surviving an Amish Bathhouse. So here's another way to think about good subject lines, right? Pillage your spam folder. Watch your own inbox and your spam folder for inspiration and persuasive subject lines. If anything catches your eye, mark it for reference later, write it down, something like that, then copy that sucker. And of course, always segment your list. It's much better to have 4 or 5 smaller lists that are very targeted than one very large list that is general, because the more you segment the list, the higher your conversion rates will be. And speaking of conversion rates, ultimately, keep this rule of thumb in mind when writing subject lines, email subject lines. What works for headlines works for email subject lines. I'll drop a link to a number of the episodes on headline writing for reference. So the second part of Art Wiseman's questions was asking about open rates, right? So for those who don't know, the open rate is a percentage that tells you how many successfully delivered emails were opened by the readers or the subscribers. But here's the thing about open rates. They differ between industries. For example, open rates for daily deal type emails like Groupon is around 13%, but open rates for hobbies tends to be a lot higher at 29%. So there's another important metric, however, that you should be measuring when it comes to testing subject lines, and that is the click-through rate. What I mean by click-through rate is a percentage that tells you how many successfully delivered emails registered at least one click. So I've also dropped a link to a MailChimp benchmark numbers for click-through rates because those differ per industry too. And you can check out the show notes for both those links. Now listen. Email is not to be ignored. It is not the backwoods cousin to blogging or podcasting or social media. It's a die-hard communication device. In fact, it's the tried and true workhorse of digital marketing. And see, you've won a significant battle when someone gives you their email address because everyone goes into their email inboxes. Everyone. It's a very intimate space. And so speaking of being inside an email, remember the email subject line I opened this episode with? It said, "Don't blank with me." Do you think I opened it? You bet I did. Do you know what it said? All it said was, "I'm sick as a dog." Because of the from field, I naturally knew who this email was from. Someone in the cubicle next to me who we love to toy with, a guy normally okay with our shenanigans. This time, our buddy wasn't. He wanted to be left alone because he was sick. And left him alone, we did. Now, stay tuned for tomorrow's episode where we answer Bonnie David's question about pages. Until then, take care.